Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Warren, Nat Shilkret, Cab Calloway, and Ted Fiorito. Last week, December 24th, Christmas Eve, marked the birth in 1893 of Salvatore Anthony Guadagna. You may recognize him by the name Harry Warren, but even if you don't, you most certainly will recognize his songs. His father was a bootmaker, and Harry was one of 11 children. He had an early interest in music, and although he had no formal musical education, he taught himself to play the drums, the accordion, and later the piano. He quit high school at age 15 and joined the John Victor Brass Band, a traveling carnival show where he played drums. By 1915, he was working for the Vitagraph Movie Studio in New York, where he played piano, served as a prop man, acted, and worked as an assistant director on several films. In 1922, he came up with his first hit song, Rose of the Rio Grande, with lyrics by Edgar Leslie. By early 1925, 10 Warren songs had been published, and about half of them became hits. From 1929 to 32, Harry Warren was the director of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, better known as ASCAP. In 1929, he wrote several more hits, teaming up with top lyric writers including Gus Kahn and Kalmar and Ruby. In 1930, he was called on to write the scores for the picture Spring Is Here and the Broadway show Sweet and Low. 1932 was a major turning point in Harry Warren's music career and was the year he wrote the score with Al Dubin for the Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler picture 42nd Street. He contributed to more than 75 films, which produced more than 128 hit songs and won 3 Academy Awards. Harry Warren married Josephine Wensler in December of 1917, and they were together until his death on September 22, 1981. Here's a quartet of songs from the pen of Songwriters Hall of Famer, Harry Warren.
Thank you. world go wiggling while the stars are jiggling all around the moon. Ooh, that kiss makes you dream of fairies. Then you hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of angel pain? Nights like this have a swell reaction. What's the big attraction? Ooh, that kiss.
Some villain always frames, but who cares if there's a plot or not when I've got a lot of dames? What do you go for? Go see a show for, tell the truth, you go to see those beautiful dames. You spend your dough for bouquets that grow for all those cute and cunning, young and beautiful dames. Oh, dames, a temporary flame to you. Dames, you don't recall their names, do you? But their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of those beautiful dames. What do you go for? Go see a show for, tell the truth, go to see those beautiful dames. You spend your dough for bouquets that grow for all those cute and cunning, young and beautiful dames. Dames, a temporary flames to you. Dames, you don't recall their names, do you? But their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of those beautiful dames. Thank you.
Hot stuff! The Washboard Serenaders with Harold Randolph performing double duty on kazoo and vocal on Nagasaki, recorded in London on July 19, 1935. Now, someone who plays trumpet is a trumpeter, someone who plays cornet is a cornetist, but I don't know if someone who plays washboard is more properly called a washboardist or washboarder, so we'll just say that the washboard in that recording was played by Bruce Johnson. We began the show with And Furthermore, Bert Furman's dance orchestra from a Xenophone 78 recorded January 13, 1928. I also have another version of that terrific tune by Irving Aronson and his Commanders with Phil Sack singing the Bud Green lyrics. Next, from December 9, 1931, it was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Tony Sacco performing the vocal on Ooh That Kiss, written by Harry Warren, along with Mort Dixon and Joe Young. Then it was Leighton and Johnstone and the title song from the 1934 Busby Berkeley backstage musical Dames, written with Al Dubin. Composer Harry Warren, born Christmas Eve, 1893. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon. Last week, Christmas Day marked the birth in 1889 in Queens, New York, of Nathaniel Shilkret. At the age of 5, he began studying clarinet with his father, but he also studied piano with Charles Hambitzer, who also taught the young George Gershwin. At age 15, he was accepted by the Russian Symphony, and in his early years he played with the New York Symphony, New York Philharmonic, the Metropolitan Orchestra, and a concert band led by John Philip Sousa. At age 24, Shilkret became musical director of the Victor Talking Machine Company, where he arranged and conducted ensembles including the International Novelty Orchestra, International Concert Orchestra, Victor Concert Orchestra, International Symphony Orchestra, Shilkret's Rhythm Melodists, the Troubadours, the All-Star Orchestra, the Ever-Ready Radio Group, the Hilo Hawaiian Orchestra, and the Victor Salon Orchestra, which he formed in 1924. Beginning in 25, Shilkret worked regularly in radio as Victor turned to radio as a publicity medium. He was also an arranger and composer. He wrote The Lonesome Road, first recorded in 1927 by Gene Austin, who wrote the lyrics. Other Shilkret compositions include Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, with lyrics by L. Wolfe Gilbert, and If I Should Send a Rose, co-written with Robert Louis Sheehan. Shilkret moved to Hollywood in 1935 and worked as an arranger, conductor, and musical director for RKO Radio Pictures, most notably on Swing Time in 1936. Nat Shilkret died in Franklin Square, Long Island, New York on February 18, 1982. Here's Nat Shilkret. Thank you. The International Novelty Orchestra, directed by Nat Schulkrid in 1925 and Irving Berlin's All Alone. All Alone was preceded by Nat Schulkrid and the Victor Orchestra, and There Is a Happy Land from March 13, 1929. Before that, it was the International Novelty Orchestra once again and Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, written by Leon Jessel and recorded January 25, 1928. We began January 7, 1927 with Nat Schulkrid and the Victor Orchestra and Flapperette, written by Jesse Greer. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, December 20th, marked the birth in 1900 in Newark, New Jersey, of Ted Fiorito. His music career began in Columbia's New York recording studios in 1919 as pianist with York's Novelty 5, York's Jazzarimba Orchestra, and the Happy Six. In 1921, he moved to Chicago to join Dan Russo's band, and by the following spring, he was co-leader of Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. That same year, the Russo-Fiorito band opened the Oriole Terrace in Detroit, and the band was renamed the Oriole Terrace Orchestra. This band made its first recording in May 1922 with the Fiorito composition Soothing. In 1924, the band returned to Chicago, where they made their first remote radio broadcast from the Edgewater Beach Hotel. The following year, they opened Chicago's new Uptown Theater, and in July of 1926, they opened the Aragon Ballroom, from which they made frequent radio broadcasts. In 1928, Dan Russo left the band, and Ted Fiorito took over as sole leader, billed as Ted Fiorito and his Edgewater Beach Hotel Orchestra. In 1930, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra began recording for Victor, as well as making a couple of sides for Hit of the Week. In 1931, the band moved to the West Coast, where they played at the Palomar and the Plantation Ballrooms in Los Angeles, and the following year at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. After playing on the Old Gold and Hollywood Hotel radio shows in 1934, the band appeared in a number of Hollywood films, all the while recording for Brunswick. Ted Fiorito composed music for several movies, including The Broadway Hoofer, Blondie of the Follies, Here Comes the Band, and Song of the Saddle. In 1937 and 38, the band was heard each Friday night on NBC's Frigidaire Frolic radio show. Ted Fiorito led bands until 1971. He died of a heart attack on July 22, 1971, in Scottsdale, Arizona. Here's Ted Fiorito.
Before we parted, dawn was you're gonna hear some raving now. Just where your sweetie starts, my sweetie begins. If she's as good as mine, she'd have to be thin. You talk about your sweetie, now talk about your sweetie. Let's talk about my sweetie now.
My baby don't care for shows, my baby don't care for clothes, my baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces, my baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things, she's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it, my baby just cares for me.
for she has got naughty eyes.
That certain party, you know the one I mean.
Sure, we know the one you mean.
That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, pretty clothes. Not a party. Has she got loving ways?
Sure, she has got loving ways.
That certain party of mine.
Like that record, Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra, December 18th, 1925, and the Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson collaboration, That Certain Party, with vocal by Mark Fisher, with a little help from the band. Before Mark Fisher, it was Frank Luther providing the vocal on another Walter Donaldson tune, My Baby Just Cares For Me, from a Hit of the Week cardboard record released around September of 1930. My Baby Just Cares For Me was preceded by Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra with Mark Fisher once again, and Let's Talk About My Sweetie from March of 1926. Mark Fisher was also a composer, collaborating with Joe Burke and Benny Davis on Oh, How I Miss You Tonight, and with Joe Goodwin and Larry Shea on When You're Smiling. We began our little tribute to Ted Fiorito with the Mariners performing the vocal on Hangin' on the Garden Gate, a Ted Fiorito composition, recorded by Ted and his orchestra on December 15, 1929. Composer, bandleader, and pianist Ted Fiorito, born December 20, 1900.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, Christmas Day, marked the birth in 1907 in Rochester, New York, of scat singer and bandleader Cab Calloway. He grew up in Baltimore and attended law school in Chicago, but quit when he began singing in Chicago nightclubs. In the late 20s, he fronted the Alabamians in Chicago, and in 1929 landed a role in the New York Review Connie's Hot Chocolates, which led to an engagement by the Alabamians at the Savoy Ballroom. Calloway also fronted the Missourians, but was soon using his own name as bandleader. His major success came in 1931 and 32 at Harlem's Cotton Club, where he became a sensation with his uninhibited style, frantic gyrations in front of the band, and his trademark white tuxedo. The band recorded extensively, had good radio coverage, and appeared in movies, including The Big Broadcast of 1932, International House, Manhattan Merry-Go-Round, and Stormy Weather. Cab Calloway died of a stroke at age 86 on November 18, 1994. Here's the King of Heidi Ho.
Give you all the lowdown. It's a mess too. Tables were filled with gaudy frails chewing on their fingernails. They were waiting for the man from Harlem. Drinks were served, 6 bits a throw. Things were moving kind of slow. Everybody's nerves were getting jumpy. You know, people sort of frivolous like that. All at once the room was still. Men forgot all about the bill. Who should enter but the man from Harlem? Why, look get that cat in. Come in here, she growling. Just let him growl. Getting awful mess, ain't it? Oh, you muggins, that's who you muggins. Muggins, so help me. I'm gonna tell you more about it, tell you more about it. Everybody rolled their eyes. Women started heaving sighs. Someone hollered, music, lights, and gin. Come on, let's get out here. Everybody cleared a space. They had big, broad smiles on every face. How they all loved to see the man from Harlem. Love it. Oh, when he started into step, he filled everyone with plenty pep. He'd twist and squirm, it just was a dirty shame. Everyone was in a daze. Women watched him with amaze. Each one said she'd have the man from Harlem. Can you blame him? Can you blame him? Oh, this man's a man. This daddy mug. Over in the corner, there was a couple frails, and it sure did look kind of low. Another cat walked up and said to the man in Harlem, go over there and see what's the matter with them girls there. And he said, I'm kind of low. He said, I got just what you need. Come on, sister, light up one of these weeds and get high and forget about everything. Come on, Sandy. Oh,
thank you. If you'd like to be a jitterbug, first thing you must do is get a jug, put whiskey, wine, and gin within. Shake it all up and then begin. Grab a cup and start to toss. You're now drinking jitter sauce. Don't you worry, you just mug, then you'll be a jitterbug. Hear this fat boy blowing his horn. He's been a bug since the day he was born. His favorite jitter sauce is rye. Swears he'll drink it till the day he die. Toot your whistle and ring your bell. Oh, butchie, butchie, time will tell. Don't you worry, you just mug and you'll always be a jitterbug. These four boys playing saxophone order jitter sauce by phone. Central, give me a holler, 494. I think these bugs can drink some more. They drink sauce from morn to night. Never stop until they're tight. Don't you worry, you just mump, you poor little jitterbugs. Now here's old father, he's a wicked old man. He drinks more sauce than the other bugs can. Has the jitters every morn. That's why jitter sauce was born. Now see him shake with his trombone. Just can't leave that sauce alone. Come on, get along, father. You just mug and you'll always be a jitterbug. Now that's Rip there with his eyes a twinkle. We named him after Rip Van Winkle. Like Rip, he'd sleep for 20 years if he could get his fill of beer. Rip drinks his sauce, gets on the stand. Soon forget he that he's in the band. Don't awaken him, just let him mug. He'll always be a jitterbug. All bugs out now. All bugs out. Dipsomaniac.
The King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway. We began November 30th, 1932, with The Man from Harlem. Next, from September 23rd, 1931, we heard You Rascal You, written by Sam Theard. And we finished up with Cab Calloway and his Cotton Club Orchestra in 1934 and Jitterbug.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
This, of course, is the last Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2003. I want to thank you all for listening and for your expressions of support through your email this past year. I really do appreciate the feedback, so if you have a request for a particular song or artist, a suggestion for a topic, or just want to say hi, you can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Of course, you can also send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'm looking forward to bringing you more 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes in 2004. With best wishes for a safe, healthy, happy, and extraordinarily prosperous new year, I thank you for your very kind attention, and I'll see you next year. Here to finish out this show and 2003 is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.